This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
And welcome, everybody. Hello, Jono.
Hey, Yanni.
Welcome to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never
by yourself.
Yay. Well,
did I say it right?
You said it right.
Oh my God, it's only taken me like 25,000 episodes. Oh my gosh. How are we? We're live in the studio, everybody.
We're live in the studio. It's we haven't done this for a while, so it's so exciting. I'm good.
We've already started. We've both got dodgy eyes. We're both like squinting at each other in here. Okay, it's like the squinty games of some sort. We're winking at each
we're
other,
winking,
but
trying
not,
to see.
Not intentionally.
That's it. Oh, I know.
Well, you might as well be on a trifactor, if that's what they call it. What's the Instagram handle?
Living Life_Single, is I think so, yeah.
I think that's how you can communicate. Or if you want to be old school, just send a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, love that.
We're just waiting for that to arrive.
But yeah, send us a text. We're here. We're going to see it. We're on air. We're live. We're going to have fun tonight, right? Why are we going to have fun, Jono?
Why? We always have fun.
Yes.
We always have. Why are we going to have fun, though? Because tonight, Matthew. it's an old British saying.
Of course it is.
We're talking.
You're an old British man.
How dare you?
You're younger than me, though.
Let's be old. I know. Well, funny enough, and actually, if you were listening to the show before us, we're talking about dating apps and not just the safety of them, but what's out there, what's available, and maybe some little horror or fun stories that we've both got about dating apps.
Yeah.
And I must say, I actually deleted one today because I was just like, do you know what? I'm off.
Good on you.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that shortly.
You're not rancid. Well, do you know what, though?
I was in
to
a bit of a mood.
Gorgeous listeners, you know, I'm always honest about Jono. He was a little bit husky when he came in.
I was very husky and it was very cold out.
Yes, he wasn't happy.
Would you be happy if you have to drive over that bridge? What do they call it? The West Gate.
Mate, I drive over that bridge
every day
for work.
No, I've stopped driving. We see when I come into town, I always get the train. Anyway.
Yes.
Talking of traveling.
Traveling. Ooh, where have you traveled to?
Well,
recently?
I've not traveled anywhere, but I want to know, people out there, do you travel to meet people potentially on the apps? And we're not just talking the main one, the orange one. My dad actually knows what it's called. Dad calls it Grindr. And he does it in that voice. He goes, Grindr. Because it does sound very like you're going to grind someone's gears. What? It's like dirty and oily, like not dirty in a bad way, but dirty like you've got oil over you.
Yeah.
And like you work in a garage or you're a mechanic and you're like, I'm going to grind you.
Well, that's what it's about. Oil and mechanics and...
Well, essentially.
That's
the birds and the bees. That's what happens.
Yeah, yep.
But not just that one. Not just safety around
the apps. I think the show before us did a whole lot about safety.
Correct.
So we're not going to be covering that.
A little bit.
It's very important.
It's very topical
and we all have to stay... So
I didn't mean to say... If by repeating ourselves, we don't want to bore people. Not that the show prior to us was boring.
No.
I'm just saying that we don't want to bore you by repeating the wonderful nuggets of information that I was listening to prior to this show.
Yay! Claps for Jono.
Claps
for
now. Jono. I mean, that's something we can talk about with the app.
Yep.
Getting the clap from the app. You have to be careful.
You do.
You really have to be careful.
Regularly, people, go get yourself
check yourself
sorted.
Regularly. Yep. And yep. So, look, I want to know if there's anyone listening out there. I feel when I do this sometimes it's like a seance. But what apps people are on? And I'm going to ask you in a second. I can tell you what apps I'm on.
Go, share.
None. Zero. I just got rid of Tinder today.
How are we doing a show talking about apps and you're not on it? So listeners, this is the thing. It was his idea. He wanted, let's do a show about apps. I'm like, great, right?
Show topics, right?
Yeah, right. And then he comes in today and he's like, Yanni, I've deleted them all. I'm on none of them. It's like, oh my God, Jono. We're doing a whole show on apps and you've deleted them?
I deleted one because I wasn't on the other.
All right, tell our listeners. Why? Well, you've gone off the app.
I don't know if there's anyone else, but like on the Tinder app, there's a lot of spam profiles. It's like some beautiful guys, and you go to click on it, it's like they're straight. Yeah, and it's like a model profile. Yeah, it's like, no. And then
I still say yes.
Yeah, look, I did it just for the fun. Like,
yeah.
There was even on that app, the Tinder app, there was a AI dating person. You could a game you could play.
Did you use it?
I used it.
What happened?
I just had fun, and it rated me that I was very high out of at so many points because I responded in a manner was that
wrong.
Was like
it was using the wrong algorithm. Then
Jesus Christ.
Can't you hear our listeners laughing, Jono?
They're laughing at me. I can hear you laughing at me, you bugger.
They're laughing with us.
So not only that, but then there was like people that just chat. And then for one example, I was chatting to this guy on Tinder for maybe 6 months.
Oh.
I matched with him when I was out sort of at Albury Wodonga way.
Right.
And we kept in contact and we were chatting.
So there's a lot of distance.
Yeah.
I literally just put my hand out like a meter, like a lot of distance.
We spoke on the phone for hours at a time. It was like getting to know each other.
Right.
And I thought,
did you send photos?
Not those kind of photos.
Yeah, no, just normal.
It was stepping up a gear. So it's like, okay. And then I was like, well, I'm often in Albury Wodonga. I'm not anymore.
Mm.
You know, I could catch up for a beverage or a walk or a coffee, whatever.
Mm.
And then one day, just gone.
Just gone.
Literally gone. Not replying to texts. The profile had gone. I was like, wow, okay, thank you. And that's just like one example.
I've met a few people.
Well, his photo, I don't know. Maybe he was catfished.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
I want to hear more about
this. I've got material, Yanni.
I want more. And you know what? We're going to hear that.
You are Living Life Single with Yanni, the captain of the ship, and the co-pilot, me, Jono, and we're here live at the Vic Pride Centre at Joy Media.
Yeah.
And we are talking a wonderful subject this evening, kind of following on from the show before us.
Yes.
But we're talking about the apps.
The apps. And you know what? Our show's all about embracing your singledom, and the apps are all about embracing singledom, right?
Correct. However, if you were listening just before that little interlude, I've deleted mine.
Yeah, okay.
My one app.
So talk to me why you have done that, Jono. I'm somewhat disappointed.
We're scraping the barrel. Like, they might be scraping the barrel with me, but I just don't seem to get anywhere. It's like shooting a barrel of fish. Is that the right saying? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Shooting into a barrel of fish?
Look, if I was more technically skilled, I would be doing stuff. And
you're very technically skilled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. I have to say that.
Yeah. Thank you.
What were we just talking about?
Yeah. I just deleted it. I'm over it.
I'm over it. I'm out.
But why were you on there?
Looking for love, Yanni.
Like long term?
Looking for a long term. Well, I believe that Tinder's more into long term, although you can put short term.
Yeah.
If you want to hook up, then there are other apps for that.
Mm. So you weren't on that one? You weren't on the hookup apps?
I wasn't on the Grindr.
The Grindr.
The, what's the other one called? I might have to look at my notes. The Squirt.
Squirt.
That one just makes me feel ick. I just don't like the name.
It doesn't sound
nice. It's just like, oh.
There's a lot out there though, isn't it? Look, I didn't know. I didn't know that there was a lot out there until I started doing some research. But there's a fair few out there, right?
Do they still have Gaydar? That was the last of what I was.
I don't know.
I was in my prime.
That was more emailing, right?
It was like a website.
Yeah, it was a website. Yeah, mate, we are showing our age.
I know. And it was wonderful.
It was it. I was late to the game on apps and all that jazz.
It was a little bit like MySpace, but for gays.
Yeah.
Anyone remembers MySpace? It was sensational.
Yeah, I think Justin Timberlake bought it?
Did he?
Yeah. He bought it at some point. Anyway, I don't think I don't think he's been on an app.
I don't think the trouser snake needs to.
So you're off them.
I am off them. I want to go back to old school dating.
Right.
Which means going out. But that means I have to get myself out, which plays into what we've spoken about before on the show.
Well, yeah,
we are going to go out.
On dating. And we are going
to. We are.
We are.
I prefer that connection, that attraction, or that even that kind of whatever. You're in a public forum and you're in a club or a pub and you chat to someone.
Yeah. So, Jono,
oh, here it comes.
No, I was just going to say, our listeners out there, some of them may be ready to sort of start the dating and they're like, all right, let's have a look at these dating apps.
Yes.
What kind of ones are out there for our people? For us. for our people. The people of the LGBTIQA plus
community. Well, there's ones that I've just spoken about.
Yes. Yeah.
So I want to know, there's Bumble. Apparently people are on Bumble.
Is that more straight people?
I think Bumble is for females. And it actually empowers, and I like this, I love this, and correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, but it empowers the women. So they match with a guy or a person, but they're in kind of control of it somehow. I think they have to match with the guy first. Mm. You can't, like Tinder, you can't match each other. They have to like the guy back. Or something like that. Please let me know if you're out there, if that's the correct. But I love that idea, and I think that should be a very similar idea. Mm-hmm. Now, I was reading your notes, because I don't know all the apps, because I'm, you know.
Because you're off them.
And I know Grindr. I know the look over there. But there are ones out there. There's Hornet still out there, which is
being on Hornet.
I think I was on that a long time ago. Oh,
that was... that's back when that was a long time ago. But what's it like now? Or why am I asking you?
The disdain in that tone.
Oh, I'm loving today.
Why am I asking you?
What do you know?
There's things like BiCupid for bisexuals and pansexuals.
Oh.
There are platforms for sort of just letters of the community. There are some for all of them. Mm-hmm. So Gay Matchmaker, I don't know if that's still a thing.
Is that a website?
I think so. I think it's more of a web. Yeah, I think there might be an app, but I'd have to have a look. I'm just going off memory. I think there's some lesbian apps called, I think there's one called Her
right.
which would be for lesbians only.
Do you have any information
on that? Actually, not just lesbians. I would say sort of anyone that identifies as a female or a cis woman. I don't know. It's a monthly subscription. Oh, my God, no. I'd rather spend $19.90.
Have you ever paid for a dating app?
No.
Why not?
Because I want the free one, because I'm a cheapskate.
Right, well, then maybe that's why you haven't, like, I reckon.
Do you pay?
Do you
I bet you've got shares in frigging Grindr.
Do you think I need to pay? No, just
I don't know.
No, I haven't paid, and hence why I'm still on them. Not that I...
Well, you might not be for much longer, will you?
Well, one if can...
your crush goes...
My crush, please.
Your station crush. Anyway, please, moving on. Say, for instance, Her. There is a free version available, but it has limited features. A little bit like Grindr. You can't go past so many profiles.
That's okay.
All I need is what's in there.
I reckon that's healthier, though. Because, like, look, even on Tinder, when you're there and you're like, oh, I'll just give it a go for 2 minutes... And then you're swiping, blah, 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 like half an hour later. And then thank goodness, I think this is a good thing that it does.
Yeah.
It says, you've run out of free swipes.
And yes, you're like, it does.
Oh, thank God, you've got me out of this zombie zone that I was in.
You do.
And then I hop on Hinge. And then I just...
Oh, my God. So how many... Hang on, we've got to come back to this in a minute.
Yeah.
I want to know how many you're on your experience. But before we quickly jump off, there's also one called Binder.
Binder, what's her name?
Or is it Binder? Is it? I don't know. What's that one?
Did I just type that wrong?
Don't tell me I've read out something completely wrong.
No.
Binder.
Binder, what's her name?
I'm not even going there. I can't even go there. You know.
Look at you, Jono, just laughing away. What is it? Why is it so funny? Tell me.
Can't. I'm not allowed to say.
Right. Okay.
You want to dance with somebody?
I do want to dance with somebody. Like
anybody
on the dance floor.
Particular.
Just whoever's on the dance floor, really.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Just, I'm heading to Queensland
in
a couple of weeks.
You do? And do you know how funny? Because I am too.
I know. I don't want to dance with you, though. But
I'm actually a very good dancer.
You are. I've seen you in the studio.
But we are heading. And look, you just love dancing, though.
I just love getting on the dance floor and bopping.
Do you know one thing I have heard that you love? Dating apps.
Dating? What? Funny you should say that.
Because you're going to give me some stories about what ones you're on.
Yes.
And we can all find you on there. And then maybe tell us about, I want to know a little, if you've got a good story or something that's happened or something juicy.
I'll make one.
I've got a few. I'm quite happy to share.
Look, I'm on 2 dating apps at the moment.
Yes.
I'm on the Tinder.
Right.
And Hinge. I'm not on the Grindr, believe it or not.
You might be.
Everyone thinks I'm on Grindr, and I'm like, no. Like, I literally had it on for, like, 2 minutes.
Okay.
I kid you not. I was like, I'm going to download it, and then I'm going to – literally, Tinder just went off.
Are you on Binder?
No, I'm not on literally, I got a notification from Tinder just now.
Wow. Wow.
Which says I really should have put my phone on silent.
Yes, Yanni.
So, I'm not on – the Grindr.
All right.
Right, because as I said, I literally had it on there for like 2 minutes and I took it off.
Why aren't you on there?
Well, look, it's all about sex, right?
Mm.
And yes, that's very good, enjoyable, and we all want that. But I just, it's too much energy. It's too
sexualized.
It's too demanding.
Yeah.
Like in that moment. And I'm like, oh, if I'm not ready or is there pressure, I need to be in, you know, I'm not one of those people that just go, yep, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be in the right head of mind. I need to prepare for it. You need to make sure you're safe, all that kind of jazz. And so I'm just like, I don't think it's for me. And when I put it on there, I was like, it was too much information coming in all the time too quickly.
Yeah.
So I was all like, no, this is not for me. I did have it about 5-6 years ago. Which was okay. Like what?
I know. I just thought of a story. Sorry. Keep going. You did have it 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. And then I stopped it. I got off it. And that was it. And then now I've had like Tinder and Hinge for about a year and I don't know why I've still got them.
Oh.
I really don't. Like I want a look, nothing long term.
Yeah.
But I'm just better in person, or maybe not. Maybe I don't. Maybe.
Oh, no, you're definitely much better in person.
Oh,
you are. You are. Believe me. No. I mean, I've even seen you on Tinder.
Yes.
That's right, left.
No, you superstarred me.
I did actually. Did I super like you?
Yeah, and I just
see,
thought,
sometimes, if I see people I know on there, though, I do like them.
Yeah.
But that's because I like them as people.
Aww.
Not because I don't fancy them. I can't remember what I did with you. I wouldn't tell you. Anyway. Evidently, you didn't swipe back because we didn't match.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yes.
We are like chalk and cheese.
Yeah, we are.
I'm more the chalk. You're more the cheese.
Yeah, I'm.
I'm like fingernails down
the back. I'm lactose intolerant.
You're like a bit of moldy cheese. I'm about, I don't know.
I'm expensive.
I'm going with that. You are expensive.
Moldy cheeses are expensive.
You're a camembert.
Yeah.
And so hey! A bear.
I am so not a bear.
You're not. No, you're not. That's a great drag name. Sorry, I just thought of camembert.
I'm sure someone's done it.
I hope they have. Maybe if I could copyright that. But we digress.
Yeah. I'm only on those two at the moment.
Right.
And it's okay and annoying and I probably spend too much time on there for no reason. So, I mean, I've gone on some dates. I've gone on a number of dates from them and they're just a bit of fun dates. They're nothing substantial. Like it takes a lot of energy to continue the conversation on the app. And it's not a normal conversation, right? Like whenever in your life do I say, for example, hi, Jono.
What you had for breakfast?
No, but then, hi, Jono, then 10 minutes later, you say hi back.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, what have you done today? Like, how often do you pause a conversation for a day?
It's not in real time.
It's not a usual way of conversing with someone.
Yeah.
So I don't think it works for me.
Yeah, look, and that's I get that. I totally get that. And that's probably why we should, I mean, I have deleted mine. Maybe you should delete yours.
Maybe.
Maybe we should run a, I don't know if Joy's ever done this. Maybe we should open, like have a what do they call them? Like a speed dating in the Vic Pride Centre.
Maybe they have.
You just choke.
But, well, no, I was just thinking, tell me what to do. Should I delete my apps?
I think we should, message in. What should Yanni do? That is the question.
We'll find out
what he should do, but you need to tell us what he needs to do. Cares he only about us and our dating?
No, they do.
Do they?
Yes. Well, you do.
I do. I care.
And, you know, people do. People love us.
I have a story though. I have a story.
Tell me.
So this guy looked really great when he was on one of those apps. I think it was Tinder.
Thank you.
There was definitely an attraction there. We're talking. I said, let's go for a walk or something. Let's grab a coffee. We met at like a garden center, and we went for a
garden
walk.
Center.
It was very civilized.
The Bunnings.
No, it was a local non-huge brand kind of deal.
Oh.
And then we went for a walk and we grabbed a coffee and I could see this huge, huge scab on his nostrils.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, he must get like, the virus that you get, the cold sore virus, whatever.
Did you see that straight away when you first saw it?
It was massive. Like it was like.
So you saw that before the face?
He wasn't on his profile, let's put it that way.
Right, yeah.
It was just something that, and I thought maybe he's got a cold, maybe he's been blowing his nose, like a pimple or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what happened to your nose? It looks really sore. Uh-huh. And he was like, I was out the other night cruising and I sniffed the poppers and it all went down my nose and burnt the inside of my nose. And I was I'm not shaming anyone. Everyone's, but for me, that was just like.
The health?
I don't know.
What happened to him health-wise, apart from burning his nostrils?
I have no idea, because then I kind of checked out, because I was like, he's not into what I'm looking for, and that's
fine. Did it go down like his esophagus and all that?
I think so. Like, he went down his nostril. I don't know if it must have burned his mouth, but I was like, God, that's disgusting. Yeah. Why is someone needing to, like, drink poppers? Like, anyway.
Well.
Which I don't condone, by the way.
No,
I don't do that.
Yeah, no.
And then, like, then he started talking about like an ex, and then then it was like he was a psycho, and I was like in the middle of like a it wasn't too far away. It was like a walk, like down a path,
right
in the countryside, kind of not too country, but. You know, it was like
enough. Whatever.
It was enough to feel like there was a field and there were some trees.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I'm got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And then he made some weird comment that he knew the make of my car and he knew that was me. And I was like,
what? How did he know that?
I don't know. I'm out.
Did you send him a photo?
No. And it was my old car. So thank God it's not my new
one. So was he, did he arrive there before you?
No, after. He was, that's the other thing. He was over an hour late. He's like, I'm not going to be able to make it until this time. I was like, well, I'm already here. I've already got there early.
And what did you just wait?
I just waited in the car. I had to walk around the bloody garden center.
Oh my goodness. Did you buy anything?
No. I started thinking, no. Then you're supposed to be meeting some dude. And then, he turned up. This was like maybe a year ago or something.
Mm.
I always get these, I don't know what to call them.
Yeah, right.
People that are not reciprocal in energy giving.
Yeah, that's...
Not on the same length.
No. That's...
I know, right?
That's... We don't want that.
And I have spoken on another occasion about a guy that I met in Adelaide on Tinder, and he came over and he really just didn't like my laxa.
Oh.
He didn't like my beef. Do you remember that story?
I do remember that, yes.
So
yes.
I've kind of parked it for now.
But guess what, Jono?
What?
We, believe it or not, we are at that time. Like, we're literally... We are ready to.
Oh, the big hand is where it's supposed to be.
Well, I know, right? The big hand is supposed to be. We're at the end of the show.
Oh,
I know.
I do like this.
You like the favorite segment.
I do. I love this favorite segment. And to be honest, I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm hoping that you're going to take the reins.
I'll say something.
Okay.
I think what I'm enjoying about being single at the moment is just cheeky texting. I'm cheeky texting. I'm just texting people and having a bit of fun.
We could have that as a segment going forward, and we could have a little jingle. Cheeky texting.
Cheeky texting.
And it'd be like, who are you cheeky texting this week? Okay, so that's good. Anything not so good?
I didn't sort of need a hug. I didn't want anyone this week. It'd be nice. Be nice, but
nice
I'm like,
to have a hug.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, with what? No, I'm content, and yeah. So that's me this week.
I'm just thankful that I am single this week because I'm going to Los Angeles. So I'm very excited, but also very nervous given what's going on there and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, if I wasn't single,
all
I'd
those
have to
celebrities
sort of,
make you nervous.
Stop it! I'd have to run it past the
name drop someone that you know in LA.
I can tell you who I've met.
Oh, yeah.
But I would have to run that past somebody, you know, and if I had a dog, you have to get a dog sitter. And, you know, I'm only going for like 4 or 5 days. It's a trip, but that's it. The worst thing about being single this week is that, you know, I've got a lot going on in my private diary. Mm. And it would just be nice to vent and talk about that stuff.
Yeah, great.
That's it. Nice. That's me done.
Well.
When are we back?
That's it.
Oh,
when are we back?
Are we back again?
We're back next week.
Are we back live next week?
Yeah, back live next week. Jono, get in your calendar. All right. Until then.
But until then.
See you later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.